A march was held in Regina yesterday to raise awareness about the coerced sterilization of Indigenous women. A class action lawsuit has been launched involving 66 women from across the country. Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations Vice Chief Heather Baer says forced sterilization is one of the worst acts against Indigenous women as it takes away their birthing rights.
It's one of the greatest transgressions against our people, I think, against our women, you know, that has unfolded or revealed itself in the last few years. Very disturbing.
Several Indigenous women from Saskatchewan are represented in the lawsuit. Doyle Vermette says there is much unfinished business for the people of northeastern Saskatchewan. So he intends to accomplish this as he seeks a fourth term in office in the next provincial election. Vermette has once again been nominated by the New Democrats in the Cumberland constituency.
I think about the Wollaston Lake All-Season Road, that's one. Provincial-wide strategy on suicide. It is a crisis in the north. There's many different housing issues, affordability.
Vermette, who lives in LaRange, was nominated on the weekend. Six people are facing charges after a shooting incident in La Loche earlier this month. RCMP say shots were fired at a vehicle following a drug deal on November 3rd. Police say five males from Buffalo Narrows now face charges of armed robbery, pointing a firearm, assault with a weapon, and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. A 54-year-old man from La Loche is also charged with trafficking cocaine, discharge of a firearm, and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. The Prince Albert Salvation Army wound up its annual Christmas food and toy registration this morning. The registration had officially closed last Friday, but the organization decided to extend it by an extra day for families who missed out. Lieutenant Whitney Reed says they want to help as many families as possible.
So far, looking at the numbers, I can see an increase from last year. I'm not sure their percentage, but I know there is an increase, and there is a lot of need, and we want to be able to help as many as we can. So we'd like to have as many come register so that we can help them out.
Registration closes at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Premier Scott Moe says he hopes for action after a meeting with Federal Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland. Moe says he's realistic and the purpose of their sit-down in Regina was for Freeland to listen and get up to speed. Moe's remarks after the meeting were more muted than after a recent one with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ottawa.
This was a meeting where there was a good effort to listen and to get up to speed as to what the challenges are specific to the province of Saskatchewan. It was just a much more cordial meeting.
Freeland also met with Regina Mayor Michael Fougere. A former Liberal cabinet minister has taken a job helping an Ontario Indigenous organization improve its health care system. Jane Philpott started this week as the special health advisor to the Anishinaabe Aski Nation. It represents dozens of remote communities in northwestern Ontario. Philpott says the current health care system is not working for Indigenous people.
So it hasn't worked for a whole variety of reasons, but mostly because First Nations have had no say, well, little to no say, in what that health system should look like and how it can be designed to meet the needs of communities.
Philpott served as both Health and Indigenous Services Minister in Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cabinet, but she lost her seat in last month's election. British Columbia has become the country's first province to formally implement the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The bill was passed unanimously in the legislature late yesterday. The opposition Liberals took part in the unanimous vote, passing the bill. The bill mandates the BC government to bring its policies and laws into harmony with the aims of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The CN Rail strike is over, but industries affected by these shutdowns say the financial fallout will be felt for weeks to come. The Mining Association of Canada says each day of disrupted service requires about a week to move the backlog. That means millions of dollars in lost sales. Nutrien says the two-week shutdown and layoffs at its potash mine in southeastern Saskatchewan will still go ahead on Monday. That's because it'll take time to recover from the backlog created by the strike. Canada's Eco-Fiscal Commission says quadrupling the carbon price by 2030 is the best way for Canada to meet its climate targets.
The Commission's final report looks at the options for Canada to ramp up climate policies to meet the 2030 goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions by almost one-third from where they are now. Chris Reagan, the McGill University economics professor who chairs the commission, says you can get there by hiking carbon taxes or by imposing regulations on industry and subsidizing greener corporate and consumer behavior. He said it is clear that carbon pricing systems that return revenues through tax cuts or direct rebates end up costing individuals the least while benefiting the economy the most. Mia Rabson, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
An Ontario researcher says pollution from plastics is as much of an issue in the Great Lakes as it is in the ocean. McMaster University professor Gail Kranzberg says plastic bags and sewage waste are the main sources of pollution making its way into the Great Lakes. She says governments have several options to address the issue.
First of all, bans or partial bans on certain single-use plastics, replacing them with mandatory paper, because it's not nearly as heavy as glass. So for a lot of produce, you could package it in paper instead of plastic. There's no reason you need plastic bags for a bunch of grapes. A paper bag would do just as fine.
Kranzberg says microplastics have made their way into the Great Lakes and that small organisms often mistake the tiny particles for plankton.